There's nothing quite like getting punted a half hour back because of a Wildcats triple overtime winner, but hey, we'll take it. The Cats win. They beat Michigan State. Kevin, very excited.
Go Cats!
Northwestern Medicine is the sponsor of our show, making people better by making medicine better. Plenty to get to. We'll talk to Joe Pardon, the head coach of the Hersey Huskies. Kevin's pumped. He was at the game.
Husky pride.
He was there.
What a weekend.
Yeah, what a weekend. Did the Fear the Bird win, too?
Oh, yeah, they're a big.
Oh, man, that's the trifecta.
We get Bears tomorrow, man. We got a clean sweep this weekend.
Yeah, except for the Illini. They always lose, though. Yeah. We'll also talk to Mike Clark from the Chicago Tribune. It's a shortened show, but we'll get you all the playoff scores you need from 5A to 8A. Maybe we'll dive deeper in the second scoreboard. Not a lot of time, though. Not much time to beat around the bush. Preps Plus up next.
We're going to use our speed.
That's what I want.
You did everything that you could.
Go, sir. You do everything the coach told you to do.
There wasn't one more thing that you could have done.
Go, sir. All of you around that ball. All of you.
Can you live in that moment?
Go, sir.
If you can do that, gentlemen, then you're perfect.
Now, Chicagoland's premier prep football recap show. This is Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN. Here's your host, Sam Panionovich.
The second season has begun on Preps Plus Chicago, 720 WGN, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Making people better by making medicine better. Sam Panionovich and Kevin Powell. Playoffs are here, baby. Eight classes, 16 games per class this weekend. That means 128 games. We don't have the time. We definitely don't have the time after a triple overtime Cats
That's right.
game. But we'll give you all the scores in just a moment from 5A through 8A. You went back to your roots last night, and we'll talk to the Hersey head coach, Joe Pardon.
Mm-hmm.
They are 9-1 this year after last night's win over Rolling Meadows. That's two wins against Rolling Meadows this year, correct?
Correct. Just a few weeks ago. That's a division rival. So, yeah, they're having a great season. Coach Pardon's, I'm sure, thrilled, so I'm looking forward to talking to him. But it was good to be back at the old stomping grounds, Hersey High. I saw some old friends and people there and saw a great game. Hersey's looking real good.
People asking, people texting, when will the show air going forward? We don't know, so we'll let you know.
It gets a little crazy this time of year. We got Northwestern, we got Blackhawks, we got high school playoff football. So if we do miss any of your scores, we apologize, but we are on a tight time schedule here. Just go to WGNradio.com. We have this great little scoreboard link on the top of the page. Click on that, scroll through, and you'll get your scores.
Let's get our scores right now with Kevin.
Tabulating game scores.
Now, the Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
And we'll start in 8A. Lincoln Way East improves to 10-0. They beat Joliet West. They await the winner of Oswego East and St. Charles East, which is underway now. Glenbard West over Chicago Heights. They'll take on either Oswego or Naperville North. Homewood Flossmoor rolled to a round one victory, 28-7. They'll take on Naperville Central next week. Maine South will play Warren next week. Barrington moves on with a 48-3 victory over Glenbrook South. Minooka over Niles Notre Dame, 22-19. Edwardsville beat Huntley, 42-38. They'll take on Palatine next week in round two. Marist, big win over OPRF, 44-0. Marist undefeated this year. They await the winner of Lions and Curry. Loyola over New Trier, 35-32. Hinsdale Central beat Stevenson, 33-21. That's your 8A bracket for the weekend.
You're just full of papers.
Full of papers here. Going old school. Yes, I got a whole stack of them here as we roll through the brackets. Rockton won their round one matchup over McKenzie Park. Did I say that correct?
That's Hononega, right?
Hononega. Correct, yeah. 42-21. They'll take on Bennett next week. My Hersey Huskies, a 28-6 victory over Rolling Meadows last night, as you heard us mention at the top of the show. We'll talk with the Hersey Huskies head coach, Joe Pardon. Next, Hersey will take on Lincoln Way Central next week at home. Batavia over Glenbard North. They await the winner of Wheaton North and Fenwick. Wheaton North winning right now 7-0 in the first half. Alton beat Lincoln Park 32-12. They'll take on either Lincoln Way West or Jacobs. Normal Community over Downers Grove North. They'll face Sammy's Mount Carmel in round two. East St. Louis beat Libertyville. They'll face Buffalo Grove next weekend. Lake Zurich leading Schaumburg right now 7-0 in the first half. The winner of that game goes on to take on Plainfield North, who beat Andrew. St. Charles North over Highland Park 31-13. They'll take on St. Rita next week. That's your 7A bracket. On to 6A. Give me the oxygen mask. Prairie Ridge over Crystal Lake Central, 61-24. They take on Cary Grove next week. Willowbrook over Deerfield. DeKalb beat Montini. Lake Forest over Riverside Brookfield. Hoffman Estates beating De La Salle right now, 13-0 in the first quarter. Belvedere North over Rockford Auburn. They move on to take on Grays Lake North. Hinsdale South over Crete Moni. They play St. Lawrence next weekend. Providence over Richards. They'll face Normal Community West next weekend. Aurora over Shepherd, 34-7. Sacred Heart Griffin beat Hubbard, 56-13. All right, now on to 5A. Last bracket for you, Sammy. Phillips over Morgan Park, 40-6. Solorio over Back of the Yards, so it'll be Phillips Solorio next week. Lamont blanked Woodstock North, 50-0. They await the winner of Lake Villa and Westinghouse. Sterling over St. Vider, 48-0. They take on Canelin next weekend. Marion over Antioch. They await the winner of Glenbard South and Peyton Preps. Dunlap over Streeter, 64-20. They'll take on Rich Central in round two. Country Club Hills over Peoria, 31-12. Glenwood over Mahomet Seymour, 29-8. Peoria Richwoods over Triad, 15-13. Morton over Centralia, 41-33. Washington beat Tinley Park, 21-6. They will take on MacArthur, who beat Peoria at Notre Dame. That's a look at your Preps Plus scoreboard. And again, if we miss any of your scores, go to WGNRadio.com.
Well, joining us on the phone, one of the winning coaches this weekend, Joe Pardon, the head coach of the Hersey Huskies. It says he's on the air. I'm going to go ahead and put him on. Welcome, Coach, to Preps Plus.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So Kevin was in attendance last night. A nice win over one of your rivals. You beat Rolling Meadows. I feel like Hersey back where they belong in the playoffs. I imagine you feel the same way.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a long time since we had a home playoff game, so everybody was pretty excited about that. So I got to see Kevin last night. You got there after work, so that was good, too. It was a good, great way to end the night with the victory there, too. So,
when was the last time Hersey hosted a playoff game, Coach?
That was in 2001, am I correct?
Well, Well, 2005, my sophomore year, we hosted Loyola and lost in overtime. I remember that one vividly.
That was the game.
That was a stinger. Wow, so that's the first time since then, huh? Watching you guys last night, say that again?
I was going to say 2001 was the last playoff win, I think.
Gotcha.
Got mixed up there.
You guys got to get your Hersey facts in order. Come on.
We'll prep better next time. Let me just give you the floor here, Coach Pardon, because I just loved watching you guys play. Obviously, Owen Goldsberry, the quarterback, who I think accounted for every touchdown last night. He ran for a couple, threw one for 95 yards, and a pick six to pretty much seal it. Just the floor is yours, Coach. Talk about your team. Brag about them a little bit because you guys have put a great year together.
Yeah, well, you know, it is led by Owen. Everybody knows he's our leader, and he's really just such a deserving kid. You know, he's always had a lot of attention around him, but he handles it with amazing maturity and just a humble attitude and a hard worker. So it makes you really proud to have him leading us. But, you know, beyond there's just so many kids that have really come together, and people keep asking me about it, and I keep saying, you know, it's just special to watch it come together because you got so many people working on so many different levels to do something like this. And from our coaching staff to our school administration, to the kids, to the parents. I mean, when it all comes together, it's just fun to see. So that definitely has been exciting. I've been really proud of the guys this year.
9-1. Yeah, you mentioned the coaching staff. That's an all-star coaching staff you got there, Joe Pa. You got Tommy Nelson, a former NFL player. You got Mark Vukadinovich. You got Donatucci. That's a good crew right there.
We do. We got Dave Dunbar, who's a former head coach, and Pat Schmieder, who's been with me for a while, and Jason Adcock, who was an assistant and a former teammate of mine. We both played under Donatucci and Chris Lowry and Mark Vukadinovich. And then we got a bunch of former players too, Frank Calbley and Eddie Beyer and Mark Pearson. So half of our staff is either graduates or played for me. So it's just been fun. Yeah, it really is an all-star staff. I'm pretty lucky, that's for sure.
Is it fair to say defense is the calling card, Coach? Because I'm looking at your schedule here, and you guys won the Mid-Suburban East, a nice win over Buffalo Grove. You beat all your rivals, 5-0, undefeated in the conference. But your schedule, after week two, 7 points, 3 points, no points again, and then 14, 20, and 20. Is defense the calling card at Hersey?
We didn't think it was going to be. I'm going to be honest with you. I talked to Coach Don Tucci, about coming over here in the off season. Was just so thrilled when he did. And, we talked about what we wanted to do and how we could do it. And I don't think he expected this. It's just kind of gelled. They broke the school record this year for points given up, which was something we'd been eyeing for years. So I told him, thanks for doing that in 1 year. That was awesome. but it has been, when we expected our offense, to have some weapons, but then to see the defense come through, that's what's made a special season for us. So they've been amazing.
All right. Well, you guys have a chance to win 10 games this year. Up next, Lincoln Way Central. They're coming off a 58-0 victory. What's the message to the team this week?
Obviously, we're going to just keep them in the routine, keep doing what we're doing. We're going to be playing on Saturday afternoon, so that'll help give us an extra day to prepare for. Because,
it's a home game too, right? Back home.
Yeah.
It's a home game. We're at home, so that'll be fun. We've always talked about, what it's going to be like when we have a home Saturday playoff game. So looking forward to doing that. And this is one heck of a football team. Obviously, we've been working all day. And, it's going to take some preparation. But the one thing about this team, they've been very mature. They go about their work. They seem to like it. Obviously, they're confident. So we'll have our work cut out for us this week. But, it's fun at this time of year. So nobody really looked at it as practice, more just getting prepared to play on Saturday. So,
well, good luck, Coach. I'll hope to make it out to that one as well. Great season regardless. Best of luck to you guys and the team.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. You guys are the best. Keep doing what you're doing. We all appreciate it. So
that's Joe Pardon, the head coach of the Hersey Huskies, 9-1. Kevin's been
Husky pride, baby.
He's been preaching all year. He said,
Husky
"Look
pride.
Out!"
Pride.
He said after week 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
I said,
seven,
"Look out for
eight,
my Huskies."
Nine. He's been saying it for 3 years.
Goldsberry, baby,
and they're back. Make Sundays your official night to tour the city, watch Chicago's best at 10 p.m. Then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events. It is See Chicago at 10:30 p.m. on WGN TV. Up next, we will talk to our lead preps writer from the Chicago Tribune family, Mike Clark, on Preps Plus, 720 WGN.
All of you around the pop, 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 pop.
Now, back to Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN.
It is a super shortened version of Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. As we go right back out to the phone, Sam and Kevin with you until Blackhawks pregame at 7:30. Mike Clark, lead writer for the Chicago Tribune media family. We welcome him back to the show as we do always week. Mike, let's not waste much time. Let's start with the game you covered today. You did two. You did one yesterday, one today. Prairie Ridge, Crystal Lake Central. Not many problems for Prairie Ridge today.
No, I mean, no surprises there. I mean, Prairie Ridge beat Crystal Lake Central back in week 3 and looked really good today, too. And they were ready for this one because Crystal Lake Central almost knocked off Cary Grove last week, and that kind of caught the eye of the Prairie Ridge players and coaches. But Samson Evans, Iowa recruit, is just really a special player. That's not exactly a scoop. We've been talking about that for the last couple of years, actually the last several years, really. 5 touchdowns today, and just another dominant performance for Prairie Ridge, 24 wins in a row, and now another rematch next week against Cary Grove. That's going to be an interesting one.
And you were at the St. Rita Simeon game last night. What was the story there? St. Rita coming away with a 31-14 victory?
Yeah, the story there was that St. Rita is down to its number 3 quarterback, Jake Zeilman, who was the starter, one of the dual threat guys, one of the better dual threat guys in the area. Earlier this year, he went out with a foot injury. He's out for the season. Hayden Eckern was their backup, and he got hurt in the second quarter last night. So they went to the guy who's been leading their scout team offense all year, a guy named Mick Doyle, who threw 2 touchdown passes of 68 and 69 yards. So apparently they're pretty deep at quarterback at St. Rita. But, a great win for the Mustangs to move on through. It's been a nice bounce back season for them at 8-2.
I'm happy. Kevin's happy. Mount Carmel wins. Hersey wins. What was the most surprising thing you saw this weekend, Mike?
Well, I didn't see it, but, Hinsdale South is a 16 seed, knocking off number 1 seed Creed Monee, and 6A was a surprise. And, I mean, that 6A bracket is, what a stunner. I mean, you've got a 16 seed winning, a 15, both 14s, and a 13. I I guess that tells you that the seeding system is imperfect, which we knew. And teams that play a good schedule, which a lot of 6A teams play up, you know, to play against 7A and 8A teams. And that certainly, you know, was proven today, today and yesterday, because those lower seeds really had a field day.
That's Mike Clark, Chicago Tribune Media Family, on Twitter at Mike Clark Preps. Wish we had more time, Mike. Sorry about that. We'll talk to you next week, though. We should be back to an hour. I've been told, barring a 3-overtime Northwestern game, we'll be back to an hour.
Okay, as long as Kevin doesn't have to do the speed reading thing through the scores again.
That's Mike Clark from the Chicago Tribune Media Family. We'll check scores one more time with KP.
Tabulating game scores.
Now, the Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
Well, as you heard Mike mention, a wild weekend in the 6A bracket. We'll start in 8A, though. Lincoln Way East moves on. They await the winner of Oswego East and St. Charles East. Glenbard West will take on the winner of Oswego and Naperville North. Homewood Flossmoor will play Naperville Central next week. Maine South, a 58-7 victory. They're dangerous this time of year. They take on Warren next weekend. Barrington, a 48-3 victory over Glenbrook South. They'll face Manuka next weekend. Edwardsville will play Palatine in round two. Marist will play the winner of Lions and Curry, which is just about underway. And rounding out the 8A bracket, New Trier fell to Loyola, 35-32. They advance to play Hinsdale Central next week.
How fast can you go? We have a minute.
On to 7A, Hersey won. Normal and Mount Carmel will be a good matchup as well in round two. East St. Louis against Buffalo Grove. Looking forward to that one as well. As you heard, 6A, a whole lot of upsets, and we don't have time to read them to you right now, so go to WGNradio.com. We have a link at the top of the page, and you can check out all the scores there.
It's not our fault. I mean,
it's
the
not
Cats.
Our fault. Go Cats, baby.
Cats
it's
went
right.
Three overtimes, and they did a 40-minute postgame show for a regular season game.
It's a huge win.
It is what it is. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. That does it for Preps Plus. Only a half hour because of Wildcats football. A big win for the Cats in triple OT. Back-to-back weeks with overtime wins. Anything you may have missed, the podcast will be up on WGNradio.com. That's where you find the scores as well, the Preps Plus scoreboard. Thanks to Joe Romano for being flexible and adaptable. Thanks to Joe Pardun, the head coach of Hersey, and to Mike Clark from the Chicago Tribune. For Kevin, I'm Sam. Blackhawks hockey coming up right now on 720 WGN.